I mean, do you not have your own Pandora channel? Because I think, don't we all have a Pandora channel? This doesn't make sense, and we got to get to the bottom of it. AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New York City. Let's start the show right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Money can't buy your class. Sure can. Elegance is learned. Friends.
All right, now. Is it learned, Eileen?
It is learned.
Is it learned, Chelsea? What's the class? Give me the class dance. How do you do it?
It's moving.
With a lot of hands.
Yeah,
with the Luann hands.
You want to show off your beautiful jewelry?
Oh,
yeah. Maybe a little countess wave.
But money can't buy me this said class, right?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Luann, having the best day of your life. I like it. Good for her, though. Good for her to have a song and a full channel on Pandora. We got so much to talk about, a bunch of segments and all this good stuff. But first, I'm Ronnie Jr. It's going to be at Randomly RJ is the social media. Taking it across the table to our intelligent women on the panel.
Oh, yes.
Love that intro.
It's hard because sometimes you want to say good looking because we sometimes compliment women on their looks only. But like as we get into 2018, we got to start, you know, seeing what a woman brings to the table.
Absolutely.
And I know both of you very well, so that's why I had to do that.
Yes, thank you. Well, I am Chelsea Stark-Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones.
And I'm Eileen Wrestlin, and you can find me at Eileen Wrestlin on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay, money cannot buy me class, but it can buy me a lot of opinions about today's episode. It's funny because I like defended Ramona a smidge last episode just based on what she said alone. But boy, it's like when she tries to re-defend what she said, it's like, oh man, if she would have stopped right there, I would have been okay. So I want to get to that. That's one of my opinions. But first of all, what did you guys think overall with the beat, the tone of the episode coming off the premiere from last week?
I thought it was a great episode. I thought like last week's episode laid the foundation for some like drama, new relationships kind of bubbling and some old ones diminishing. And I think this one kind of picked up on that tone. I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good episode. Yeah.
Eileen?
Yeah, well, the episode was called Running Your Mouth, and the ladies definitely did that.
Yes,
they did. Yeah. We saw a lot of lunches gatherings, and they were just, like, all talking about each other, a lot of game of telephone going on, and so I think that it's, again, a great setup for the future episodes, because we're going to see then when people are going to hear what they've been saying about each other, and is really going to blow up.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Ladies, that lunch was definitely happening, and we saw the gals getting together quite a bit. I wanted to tell you about a segment that we're going to do a little bit later. It's going to be called Celebrity Housewives Tagline. So obviously when you watch What Happens Live, you'll see some of the celebrities will go on and they'll always say, oh, you know, what would you choose? Well, we're not celebrities, but we decided that we're going to pick four ladies from all walks of life. And at the end of the show, we're going to give them taglines that we feel if they were on this particular franchise of the Housewives.
Yes.
So that's coming up later. Chelsea has news and gossip probably about the stuff going on with Russell Simmons, but I'll wait. I will wait.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, Luann finds herself in the news, and you know her show's coming.
Always in the headlines.
Yeah, tons of stuff. Ladies Who Lunch is what you just said. I wanted to kind of go over real quick, you ladies, all the little sit-downs that we had. We had Bethany Dorinda at Bethany's house. We had Tinsley, Ramona, and Carol at Southgate Bar. We had Dorinda and Sonia at Central Park. We had Tinsley and Luann at dinner. We had Dorinda, yet again. She had like 19 appearances.
Dorinda's social.
Dorinda and Carol,
I don't mind it, though. Yeah. I love Dorinda. I'm a huge fan.
Most people are. They're walking the high line. We've got Sonia and her townhouse gay party. We've got Bethany's house and office. Dorinda, Tinsley, they're at Fig and Olive. Luann and Sonia, they're at lunch at the City Vineyard. And Carol with the marathon. The biggest part of the episode was the marathon, but yet there was so much sit-downs
going on. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on two of them? So we have Tinsley, Carol, and Ramona. Simultaneously, we also see Bethany and Dorinda. What are your thoughts? Because there was a lot of conversation being had at both of those.
Well, I mean, first off, you mentioned the Ramona thing and how she just seems to put her foot in her mouth whenever she gets into these arguments with Bethany. It was funny to see the two sides of it from Bethany's point of view and from Ramona's point of view. But I think Tinsley kind of hit it when she was like, maybe you should just back down. Like, instead of getting defensive, instead of getting louder, maybe you should just take a couple steps back and just, like, let her have it.
I realized last week that Tinsley is from the South. And so, you know, we gave her a hard time last week, Eileen, when you were not here. We gave her a hard time, and I started to realize, because I remember Tinsley did the CW show, and it was a very New York City backdrop. And so there's times where I won't agree with the way Tinsley does things, but there are times where her mannerisms make sense because she is a nice girl from the South.
Yeah.
And I think she stepped it up, though, this week.
Oh, my God. I don't hate her right now.
She spoke up. She said what was on her mind with a lot of the conversations. So that was interesting to see. And I kind of wonder if she did that because this is her second season. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that happens a lot with, like, Real Housewives. They feel like in the second season, you want to keep your... Exactly. If you want to keep your spot on the show, you got to start making your presence known. You can't just be a pretty face.
Oh, okay. That's actually true. What do you guys think about, speaking of people who are more than a pretty face, but sometimes put their foots in their mouths, Ramona in that same lunch, she talks about the marathon, gets really excited for Carol.
I live for Ramona because, like, Ramona was made for reality TV.
Yeah.
Like, that woman, like, maybe if she was just in your regular group of friends, you'd be like, whoa, like, she's a little out there. Yeah. But, like, that's what we want to watch as viewers. She's entertaining. So for her to jump on that bandwagon, again, I think that's what you're going towards, of like throwing Carol a party.
Is it too much? Yeah.
It's Ramona. Like, it's for anybody else, it'd be like, are you trying too hard? But like, nothing really surprises me with her. I feel like it's expected from her. I love it.
What I thought was funny is Carol later on, I think when she was talking to Dorinda, she was like, I don't know if she already had the party planned or she just said like, oh, it could be for you. But like, I thought, like, I feel like Ramona had the party planned and then she was in front of Carol and was like, oh, well, it'll be your party. And, like, just an excuse to throw a party, a reason to throw a party.
I think it's also because she felt kind of guilty because she couldn't make the marathon. Yeah. So she was like, oh, no, I have to kind of find my way to, like, honor her. Hey, by the way, this party that I kind of was already throwing, it could be for you.
While I wish that was the truth, I'm not sure Ramona added those two things up. I think it was, like you said earlier, a classic Ramona that just does what she does. Yeah. I think a normal human being would say, oh, I'm missing this event. Can we do something for you? I don't think she was smart enough. No offense that she put that much together.
Wait, if we're going to talk about this scene, though, we have to talk about the conversation she had on the phone with that guy.
Yes.
Yeah, we saw him in, I think, last season or the season before.
Oh my goodness, where she said, I love you to him, and she's basically ready to, like, jump his bones
through the phone. Well, the way that she said, I love you. Like, it was very, like, sensual.
I love you back. So yeah, whatever's going on between those two is mutual.
Like, you could tell your friend I love you, like, especially, like, a male friend, like, love you, but, like, hers was, like... Like,
she was about to make out.
Yeah.
I don't know. She could barely turn off the phone, so I think we have a lot of issues there.
That's so true. That was so funny.
If we could move on a second, let's talk about Bethany and Dorinda, them getting together. What you guys took from that. But the thing that I love the most is last week when Chelsea and I were here, we were talking about, like, a humanizing side of Bethany. And Bethany told Dorinda, oh, it was actually really cool. We got to stay out till 2:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. We both got street meat. Luann had a different version. It was fun.
I'm from New York, and I can attest to that. It's called street meat, which sounds pretty gross, but it's not bad.
Is it the same thing as, like, the LA City hot dogs? Like, what is street meat?
It's like halal meat. Like, you know, those food trucks.
Okay.
And, yeah, Middle Eastern
food. And they're perfect for being drunk, yeah.
Okay. It's great at 5 a.m.
Are you kidding me? Yes.
That's a long night.
Yeah, I mean, but the knock that Bethany made was that...
Oh, yeah, that's
you know,
hilarious.
Like, Luann was buying something. No, she was having fun, so that's good.
Luann is letting loose.
She's
having a winning moment.
She's a good Luann right now. I like Luann right now.
She's very cool.
Yeah.
very little Tom talk, all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
And we'll get into later.
But yet, the girls want more.
That was just ridiculous.
And even if people do give you that question, like, oh, I want you to speak more, you as a person have the right to say, hey, I'm not comfortable, or this, that, and the other. And I think Luann, the Countess, she's doing it the right way. I wanted to get your guys' take on just them recapping. So Bethany and Dorinda are recapping just everything that went on with Halloween and sort of guiding us to the Hamptons is going to be coming for Bethany's birthday. Was it too rude, or how did you feel about Bethany saying Ramona's, you know, sort of classic Ramona, but she's also moron-othopy was the dig. Nice word.
Hilarious.
Okay. It was
funny.
You were with it. Okay.
Yeah, I love it. What I got out of that lunch, though, was I thought it was funny how Dorinda needed Bethany to fill in the blanks for her because she was so drunk. She didn't remember a lot of her night. So she's like, so tell me again, what happened with this? And oh, wait, and what happened with this? And I thought that was hilarious. because, I mean, there's times when I've gotten a little bit too out of hand with my girlfriends and I need them to
fill in the blanks the next day. Yeah, that's what the brunch the next morning is for.
Yeah.
It was good to see them connect in that way. Interestingly enough, Dorinda says, oh, you know, I know that Bethany's been doing so much and she's been giving to Puerto Rico. My question, though, is has Dorinda given any of her, you know, financial or time to the
From what I read, it has just been Carol who gave some of her marathon money to Bethany's foundation. She's Tinsley and Ramona.
Ramona. Ramona did too. She donated it. I believe they brought that up in the first episode.
Okay.
But, something to think about, you know.
But just because they haven't mentioned it on the show doesn't mean she didn't do it.
Yeah.
So. It was just a question I had. I'm thinking, like, you're starting the sentence with, oh, I'm really glad to see her. She's kind of been busy because she's doing these great things, which I really applaud. But then, you know, you're not also taking an action. It was just something I'm not criticizing.
Some people, I know, but like I think also some people are very quiet when it comes to their philanthropic work. They don't really want to be known for.
I think it's better that way, to be honest. Sometimes, in a way, I mean, I kind of go back and forth with this sometimes. Sometimes I think it's good to share like the humanitarian stuff that you're doing to maybe motivate, inspire people to do the same. That's great. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing it to show off and just say, "Hey, look at all this money I gave away!
Look how great I am!"
Whatever, so maybe she doesn't need that validation. And if she did it quietly, kudos to her.
Yeah. The ultimate thing is we want just that the organization and the foundation gets the attention.
Bethany's
and the
doing amazing.
We real quick, we're going to get into Dorinda and her two autumn walks. You know, we saw a lot of walk and talk today. But I wanted to see what you guys thought, because Bethany is going through sort of what we're saying, which is she's being very involved in her charitable works. But like her Skinny Girl, which runs on its own, sort of, is something she wants to revisit and re-plug into, even just emotionally. We saw her new apartment, another apartment she's working on, and then we saw her workspace. Thoughts on just her hustle and her just taking the time to realize, okay, I've done this, now I gotta sort of compartmentalize and go into more things that make me really happy, also on the business front.
Well, I just think she's a go-getter and she's an inspiration as a businesswoman. And I think her bringing on, like, more staff is a great, because like, she's very, obviously, Bethany's very type A. We all know this. So when you are like that, you tend to want to control every aspect of your business. But I think the fact that she is now open to allowing more people to come on board to help her out is a really great decision and ultimately will help her establish those other aspects of her life. Mm-hmm. So I think that's exciting.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think her expanding is a good thing, and it's just proving how much successful she is now, that she can expand, that she wants to expand even more than what she has right now and hire more people. So obviously her brand has grown.
And it comes at a good time, because I think when you have all your focus on the business, it's great. But when you have all your focus on the business, and like for her, she had a child, that gives her another layer as a human. And then the same thing with her charitable work. So really right now, although Bethany may be tired, you know, I think that we're going to get a part of this season where we're going to run into a wall, so to speak. You know, as I mean, she made the little unicorn joke, but it does make
I love that quote, by the way. I mean, I was like, girl, I can relate. It's true, because you struggle so much all the time to figure, okay, am I going to make it to the gym? Am I going to socialize with friends, make money, like get some sleep tonight?
Be in a relationship. Like, there's so many juggling parts of being a woman and being successful in life. And I think she does a really good job.
And for her to say that and acknowledge that and not just say, oh, because I have money, it all is so easy for me. Like, she's self-made, and kudos to her for like showing us that.
I did. Sorry. This thinking about it, because we're talking about gym and fitness, but back to the lunch with Ramona and Tinsley and Carol. I feel like Ramona constantly wants to make digs at Bethany when she was talking about Bethany looked good. She looked skinny, but she looked good. Like, she'd have to throw in the skinny thing. Like, I feel like she always like wants to like just put a little jab into her.
And some part of me wants to be like, oh, that's just Ramona. She's sort of not self-aware. Other parts do seem more with
calculated. Like, so, I think that was one of them where it's
she has no filter though. Like, she just doesn't censor herself. She, like, she's what did Andy Cohen call her? The like with apologizer. So she like kind of tends to just like say things whatever. So much and then say, oh, wait, sorry, you're right. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I mean, at this point, girl, you have to learn. But I think she's kind of too set in her ways to change.
She may be one of those people that gets a rise in the attention. So like her, like if she gets no attention, it's one thing. But her, like, challenging or belittling Bethany, even in these slight, subtle ways, yeah. it might give her this defense that she's, like, ready for. Yeah. You know, even if, yeah. even if it's subconscious. But,
Bethany's so badass, sorry, but she's so badass at this point that she probably doesn't even care. Yeah. Like, if she heard that Ramona called her skinny, she'd be like, okay, yeah, I am. And then what? Yeah.
We had a couple thoughts on Bethany last episode, me and Chelsea. And the fact of the matter is, she's the strongest person on the darn show. We get that. I actually listened to a video podcast recently, and it was fantastic, and it really told me so much more about Bethany, and it even alluded to, like, sort of this roadblock moment, or, sorry, hit the wall moment that I just said a second ago, and it was a video podcast with Gary Vee, Ask Gary Vee, and I'm talking about just two polarizing people together, and just really going back and forth, not combative at all, but just, like, really understanding her business and even her life, and even when she was a young girl coming to California for the summers or whatnot, like, just where she went and how she got there, and I was really so much more appreciation for Bethany. So I just, with everything she alluded to, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a strong Bethany season. You know, really strong. Yeah. Real quickly, guys, beautiful ladies, rather. Dorinda on two autumn walks. We've got Sonia, and then we also have Carol. Let's talk about Carol's real quickly, because there wasn't much there. I think it was marathon talk. It was Adam, I thought was a big part of her story, you know, Carol's letting on that she feels more things.
I love the Chiron too. That the, I love, like, the Bravo editors and producers. They're just so shady sometimes. And, like, Chiron, Adam's Chiron, I don't know if anyone caught it, was like Carol's on again, off again boyfriend.
Yeah.
That was so funny. I was like, they had to just, like, let, by the way, anybody watching, they have a very unstable relationship. So here, this is what we're calling him.
Yeah,
like,
the coffee date. Yeah,
he's so shady. Yeah. I love it.
And what does coffee mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I like Adam. I think he's cute and sweet. I like them together, so I kind of hope it works out. But, I mean,
as long as she's eating her cake, that's all that matters.
She seems to be understanding, but also, like, going on a journey of what works for her, you know?
Yeah.
We talked about last week how great we thought it was that she is very, like you say, I want my cake and eating it too. Mm-hmm. So I think she's balancing it well.
I really think, like, seeing her talk the way she spoke about her ex-husband, Anthony Radziwill, and, like, the marathon that he went on and how proud she was and just that how she felt so touched by the way that they connected through the marathon, it really made me feel like Carol is just, that was the love of her life and no one can ever replace him. And I really feel like Adam is just, she's not trying to find that again with Adam. She's just trying to, you know, find a companion and stuff.
It's
and
a
so that's, it's a different relationship.
Absolutely.
I really think that Carol's maybe just accepted that, like, that was love of her life and maybe she just doesn't want that again.
That was a touching moment.
That was.
Super strong episode. We'll get to more of the Carol marathon stuff a little bit later. Wrapping up on Carol and Dorinda at the Highline, there was a little bit more of a combative energy, well, not really, but with Sonia and Dorinda when they were walking, because some of it starts off really great, really self-help, really Costa Rica, but then I feel like I got mixed with, like, Sonia was trying to be really aware of her feelings, but then there was antidepressants, but then there was meditation. It was
talking crap about
Tinsley. Yeah, I think just Sonia is just all over the place. That's just who she is. It was nice, like, in the first episode, she was talking about how she was, you went to Costa Rica, all this
stuff. She needs to go back to Costa Rica because it
didn't help. Yeah.
Oh, are you sitting here throwing daggers at Sonia Morgan?
I like Sonia. She's fun.
She's funny.
But, like,
she's,
you can't claim that you've had this, like, peace and love moment in Costa Rica and then, like, spew this hate
towards someone that you are supposedly really good friends with. Like, and what she was saying about Tinsley was really hurtful.
It was. I wouldn't be mad if Sonia went and the experience was good at the time and she fell back into her old ways. But I don't think that it's that. I think she went and didn't really get the full message. Because I'm okay with both, you know, I think people do it in two different ways. Three ways. They go and they receive the message and they come back a better person. But a lot of times people will do these things, exactly what she did, and they'll come back with no real involvement. But for her, I don't feel like she actively was fully in the exercise. You know?
That she actually went there for that reason.
Yeah.
Like, she just, oh, it's a nice vacation.
Maybe,
like,
not take it seriously. Because if she did it and took it seriously and then came back and was to her old ways, I'd be okay. We are humans. We definitely make mistakes.
Yeah.
But I almost don't, I question if when she was actually there that she really was fully there.
That's fair. Yeah. But I mean, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand why you have to be so mean. Like, why say those things? I don't get it.
And it's interesting because
you mean about Tinsley?
About Tinsley. Yeah. Like, it was just so hurtful. Like, and it was not even prompted. Like, Dorinda wasn't asking, like, or anything like that. I was just, like, saying it. Yeah. So it was just a little bit rude.
And I really feel, though, like, it's so different to see her dynamic with Dorinda talking about Tinsley. And then you fast forward to the end of the episode when she's sitting down with Luann and how compassionate she is towards Luann and her situation with Tom. And it's like, be that person, Sonia, all the time. Like, don't just, you know, I guess because it kind of made me, I walked away thinking, like, watching that, thinking, you know what, it just shows to show that her friendship with Luann must be really genuine off the show. And I think that's what happens a lot with these ladies, is that maybe they're on camera and have these, like, forced friendships because they're on a show together. Yeah. But some of them actually are real, and then that shows on camera.
Yeah.
And I also know she talks, the way she tries to validate it, the way I'm receiving it at least, is she tries to say, well, listen, being Sonia, me and Tinsley, we go back all these years. Well, listen, just because you go back all these years with somebody doesn't mean you're a good friend.
Yeah.
Like, there are many people that I've known since we were 22, but I'm not close with them. Or we were acquaintances, and if we did a project today, it'd be like, oh, I've known this person for this many years. But that doesn't mean I'm this good with them. And I think that started to show. And she just got embarrassed, maybe. And by when you get embarrassed, sometimes you go on attack.
Yeah.
Maybe. Sonia's got plenty of other stuff we'll talk about in a second. I do want to mention that we are going to play our celebrity housewife tagline game, which is really, really fun. You in the chat and, you know, on iTunes, you could play along as well. That's coming up in a little bit. Or just write your own celebrity and your own tagline as what you think it would be. Maybe a Diana Ross tagline. I don't know. That's up to you. But in the meantime, Eileen, will you please let us know about the new podcast with Conversations with Maria Menounos?
Yeah, absolutely. So, want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? For those who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos Podcast Edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria for free.
Oh, gratis. Yay. I've never had an older sibling, so I'm eating up Maria.
Oh my God, when
I'm gonna just want to like email Maria one day and just be like, well, you're my older sister in my head, and this is what it's going to be. No, it's a fabulous podcast.
Yeah.
And
it says, be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us that sent you there. Yay. So
they actually had a recent episode with our other captain. We have, you know, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro created AfterBuzz. So both of them together. So check that out as well. You got...
Newlyweds.
What kind of sound effects am I making?
Know.
Clearly, I'm not married because newlyweds should be like, oh, but I was like, ow.
Party. It was a fun phase.
Really a mess. I should be listening. But I wanted to ask you guys, what did you think about the Luann Tinsley dinner? They started sweet and then it got a little opinionated from wine drinking
when
Tinsley.
When Luann wore like those cornrows or something,
it was a couple problematic situations.
That was
right.
An interesting look from the Countess.
Yeah. I
give it to us. Let's go.
I liked Tinsley a little bit more in this episode because she was a little bit more vocal. She had a little bit more of opinions, but I don't understand why she feels like she's entitled to know how Dorinda is feeling about Tom. Like
how Dorinda is?
Yeah, or I'm sorry. Luann is feeling about Tom. Like, I just, that's not her business. And like,
absolutely,
if you were there for her when she was getting married, like, I understand her maybe confiding in Dorinda or her confiding in Sonia, like someone that's her actual friend and that's like been with her through her journey with Tom. But like Tinsley wasn't there. So it's like, I don't get why you feel entitled to be a part of that part of her life. Like, that made no sense to me. I don't know why she was so angry about it either.
And it also showed that Luann, when somebody comes at Luann in a crazy way, she usually wants to get back at them.
Yeah.
I felt like Luann was like, she gave back a little, like, defending herself, but she almost, like, rolled her eyes. She's like, what is this girl talking about?
Yeah, like,
about?
A little, like, no.
She was just, I think, honestly, Luann probably, like, was caught off guard because Tinsley has been, in her history, just very much more, like, PC sweet, and friendly and sweet and kind. And for her to, like, she came at Luann with one thing after the other. And it was very surprising, even as a viewer. So while I'm happy that Tinsley is maybe speaking up and cementing her role a little bit more in the show, I feel like she's fighting the wrong battles. Like, that Tom situation, those weren't her battles to be fighting. So.
Yeah. It was just strange. Yeah. The one thing that I do agree with what Tinsley said was when they were comparing Carol and Carol's relationship with Adam to... Luann's relationship with Tom, as long as like the link goes and how Tinsley was like, well, why didn't you call Carol, you know? And she's like, well, my relationship was more. And she's like, she was with someone for 3 years. Like, granted, you guys were married, but that was, like, a rushed marriage, and it was kind of horrible. So that was the one thing that I kind of... But then again,
like, why is Tinsley even, like, bringing that up?
Yeah, why are you fighting Carol's battle?
She's not Carol.
Yeah. Comparing relationships is always a really, really bad idea. Yeah. So, question to you. I have an opinion. And we do got to move along pretty quickly. We have got a lot more to cover, but we do got to move. But I did want to ask you guys what you thought about Tinsley saying, I don't want to hear advice from Luann because her relationship was in the tabloids.
That was harsh. That was harsh. And also, that like, Tinsley's last relationship ended in shambles before Coupon Guy.
So we're all on the same opinion.
Yeah, like, okay. Her relationship, she was in jail. Like, who is she to say that she doesn't want relationship advice from somebody? Like,
I'm glad we agree.
We all agree. Great. Yeah, it's just honestly, like, a little bit rude because even if I had a friend, let's say a friend who's divorced, tries to give me relationship advice, I wouldn't be like, well, you're divorced, so you can't talk.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's going to try to just tell you the best, you know, advice that they possibly can.
And their own personal life advice. Like, maybe they do have good wisdom because they have been in a failed relationship and they could tell you what went wrong or whatever. But it's like, I was like, who are you to say that you don't want that advice?
And also, like, you as the person receiving the information, what's wrong with getting information from somebody who did it wrong? I think in this weird life that we have, we only focus on the up. What's happening and who's, you know, successful and who's got the greatest marriage. If you are a person who wants to receive more information and get a better perspective, there would be nothing wrong with trying to listen to Luann because Luann's went through some stuff in the tabloids and she's still sitting here recovering with her cornrows
and seemingly fine.
Moroccan costume, which was a little edgy.
I mean, and look at the advice that she's actually giving. If it's, and it was harmless, the whole thing about dressing up like Moroccan and stuff. Like, if it was bad advice that she was giving, then call her out and be like, girl, that is terrible advice. I'm not following it.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was harmless advice. There's no need to throw that dagger.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Quickly, let's move on. What did you guys think? Just a couple quick thoughts on Sonia's. She's a gay man in a Sonia Morgan body. Thoughts? Thoughts on the party in general?
The party itself. Well, being from New York, like, I love the gay scene out there. Shout out to my friends. I love you guys. But yeah, no, it's just so fun and it's cool to see her. Like, she feels like more herself. And I honestly, like, she made that kind of comparison and I can see that.
Yeah, like, where she seems more free and like. Happy. Like, yeah, it's a happy place.
My only thoughts, I'm not a big fan of when women say my gays. Are we in 1994?
Yeah,
let me tell you something, ladies. Like, you know, if you're gonna get welcome to bachelorette parties at the gay club, let's just have some civility. Is that the right word? Just have some, you know, be a little more natural. Like, we can't have you, Sonia, being, you know, almost like pandering in a way to your gaze.
Yeah. No, she doesn't own them. Yeah. Or
only
like
problem
that.
I had, but no. I'm always very, you know, particular about
I the party
all LGBTQIA.
The party looked fun.
She had a great cheese plate. That was the first thing that I saw. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, no, she had she had Aquaria, which is one of the drag queens on RuPaul's Drag Race. So yeah, it was a scene. We do got to go pretty quickly here. Let's talk about, let's go into this. Well, Dorinda and Tinsley talk for 1 second, but that's really just to perpetuate this information that now Tinsley's learning that Sonia's been talking bad about her. So really, there's not much to comment there. We just know that that's all going to end up in the Hamptons. Your guys' thoughts, though, quickly on Sonia and Luann and their Ladies at Lunch moment, because that was where we learned about the Pandora station and the two of them vented to each other. Thoughts?
I thought that was a sweet moment. I think that that really also touched on the fact that they do have more of a true friendship than maybe other women on the show. So I thought that was nice. And I do think also with Sonia not saying I told you so about Tom, that is something that a true friend does. It's like, you know what? I support you. I'm here for you. Like, I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. You did what you thought was right. So I thought that was fine.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. Like I said earlier, I think that Sonia showed a more vulnerable side, understanding side. And I think that that's the Sonia that we want to see throughout the show.
Was there a quick, like, thought process that Sonia maybe wants to live with Luann?
Again, yeah.
Is that because I think Luann shut that down real quick. But
she was like, I'm renting the place, or...
Yeah, she kind of like had the idea. And
that's
Luann...
interesting. I didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that either.
Yeah, there was an insinuation, and I think Luann was like, that's not... It just seems like Sonia's jumping everywhere. It's like jumping with the gays.
Yeah.
Or jumping to, oh, me and Luann could be the bachelorettes. Like, Sonia needs a little calm down moment for sure.
Yeah. Well, what I got from that was that, like, oh my gosh, Sonia's finally going to be moving out of this town.
Yeah.
That's what I took away from that comment, and I was I think that's much needed. That house is too big for her, the townhouse, mm-hmm. at this point. Or, like, she just needs to grow out of that. But we'll see.
Yeah.
It's like the Chateau Charest, though, for New York City. Like, Sonia and the townhouse go together. So we'll see if that ever happens.
A lot will come opened up when we get to the Hamptons, I'm sure. We kind of talked about Carol, the marathon moment. How did it strike you, and specifically, you know, just very touching. I really teared up, and I loved every aspect of it.
It made me want to do a marathon, to be honest.
I'm sure it made a lot of people.
I was, like, inspired.
Definitely not a fool, but yeah, I thought the motive behind it was actually really sweet and really touching, and it made me see a different side of Carol that I really appreciated. So,
and I think you mentioned earlier, like, just the husband issue was really good to see and to really feel. And that's why when we go to judge her and what she's doing with Adam, we do have to remember what she has been through.
Yeah.
I also heard her on Andy Cohen's SiriusXM show. Not her. I heard him talking about her. It was an interview with Lisa Kudrow. But how when they propositioned Carol to be on the show, and how a lot of her wealthy friends thought it was a bad look for her because, you know, reality TV is really messy. And Andy Cohen just talked about, like, so many great things that she's brought into the show and how great the episode was. And it really was.
Yeah.
And it was all credit to Carol. So, strong episode. We're going to do news and gossip unless you guys have any last thoughts. But before news and gossip, I want to do our little game. Are you guys ready for it?
Let's do it.
Let me pull up.
Okay. So this is what the game's going to be. It's going to be celebrity housewife's tagline. So like I said, if you're in Andy Cohen's clubhouse, he'll ask the celebrities. Well, we don't have a celebrity here today yet, but since we'll make it up for them, okay? So we have the photos up. We've got four different celebrities. So the first one is going to be Rihanna. So the three of us are going to give what our tagline for Rihanna would be.
Okay.
Eileen, why don't you go first?
I got to go with one of her hit songs, "Bitch Better Have My Money."
Oh, nice and simple. So that is what your tagline.
Sweet.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that would be for Rihanna. I think we have images also for the YouTube viewers.
She seems to be all about her money these days and not about, like, the guy drama. So that's why I went with that.
I like it. Short and simple. There's no wrong answer to this.
Yeah.
Your Rihanna pick, Chelsea.
My Rihanna one is "Good Girl Gone Bad" because bad girls do it better.
Oh, ooh. Strong. Okay. I don't know if I'll beat any of you two. It's not a competition. But for Rihanna, I chose, "While it's always fun to work, honey, I'm just here to live."
Oh, I like that one. That is a good one.
I feel like I got really spicy and feisty.
Yeah,
can I read it again?
Like it. Yeah.
"While it's always fun to work, honey, I'm just here to live."
Yes.
Good enough. we're a mess. Okay. Celebrity housewives taglines. Our second celebrity is going to be Chrissy Metz of NBC's This Is Us. Eileen, what do you have?
Okay, I did kind of, I guess I'm just getting inspired by song lyrics.
That's fine, that's okay.
But, so Chrissy has a book out called This Is Me, because of This Is Us. So, from The Greatest Showman, "I'm not scared to be seen, I make no apologies, this is me."
That's a good one. I also played off her book.
Okay.
I think we all did.
"This Is Me, if you don't like it, get over it."
Ooh, okay. Sounds like she's going to throw a glass of wine at you.
Exactly. I'll matter a little bit for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little spicy.
What music were you listening to this afternoon? My choice for Chrissy Metz, and of course, if you're watching on YouTube, for our iTunes people, if you're watching on YouTube, we have the photo images also kind of helped our choices here. So for Chrissy Metz, I put, "I may be a part..." Oh, wait, hold on. I got to do it correctly. I did Rihanna so well.
I know. I mean, like,
"I may be part of America's favorite family on TV, but one thing you're going to learn, this is me." I struggled so bad on that one. Anyways, moving on to my queen of all queens.
God, this one was so awesome.
Jennifer Lopez. Go ahead, Eileen. Give us your version of her tagline.
"Big, big booty. Yeah, I got a big booty, but an even bigger heart." Right, A-Rod?
Oh, I like it. And if you on the chat or YouTube or iTunes want to also put your opinions on these four, you can. J-Lo for Chelsea.
I actually couldn't come up with a J-Lo one that was enough for her. Like, everything was so...
I'm still Jenny from the block.
I'm still, like, I may be international, but I'm still the...
You could have played on the many men's she's been with. She's eating her cake and
Ronnie's like, no, he doesn't just say many men. He goes many men.
Well, it depends what you think. I think a healthy woman's sexual appetite is a fantastic thing. Girls, come on. I want the women to be intelligent and they can do whatever they want. Okay, anyways, my J-Lo one, because I know we do have to wrap, is whether I'm on the block or on the set, I'll always be the flyest girl in New York.
Oh, that's back. A good one. I like that
that's
one.
That's a good one.
Oh, J-Lo, you know I do it for you. I do it for you. Oh, I love J-Lo so much. Okay, our last one is going to be Cynthia Nixon running for governor.
Yes.
So if she had a celebrity housewife tagline, Eileen, what would you give for her?
I may be running for office, but I'll still read you like the Miranda Rights.
Oh, my. Yo, that one was good.
I'm proud of that one.
I'm proud of that one.
Read it again. Read it again. So this is Cynthia Nixon, housewife tagline, if she were to be a housewife, according to Eileen. Go ahead. After Buzz exclusive. Go.
I may be running for office, but I'll still read you like the Miranda Rights.
I dig that. That is so fun. So fun.
Okay, so mine is, I used to be in Sex and the City, but now I run the city.
Ooh.
Dang. You guys are
She's
good.
On fire.
Mine is going to be horrible compared to those first two. For Cynthia Nixon, I put, I believe in a woman's right to choose, and I just choose to be governor.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
I stuttered on it because I didn't want to dismiss the woman's right to choose thing. I wasn't trying to be funny with that. But anyways, mine was very weak compared to yours. That was super fun. Let's hop into news and gossip, and then we're going to end the show.
All right. Okay, guys. So really quickly, we have Luann making some more headlines. Earlier this week, she has accused rap mogul Russell Simmons of groping her in an elevator. She reported this to the Daily Beast, and she said that he grabbed her ass in an elevator. He was just a pig. The reality star, who was arrested for drunk and disorderly conduct on Christmas Eve, says that the incident happened around 3 summers ago at Soho Beach House in Miami. She says that he didn't apologize, and Russell Simmons, his publicist, made a statement a couple months ago saying that all these accusations are false. So they're sticking to that same thing. So Luann.
It's a very tough one.
It is a tough one.
People will judge Luann because she's a reality star.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I think of like somebody else, like Amanda Seals, who's on HBO's Insecure. You know, she had made a call out of this instance even before she mentioned his name. So. Yeah. There are some truths to this, we're thinking.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. But you know what I mean? I feel really challenged for Luann because she just went through her crazy marriage thing.
Yeah.
I worry that people really don't respect her.
Well, I mean, even in this article, they were saying they had to refer back to her being arrested. I'm like, what does her arrest have to do anything with her making this claim and this allegation? Just kind of smearing her and not taking her as seriously, I felt like.
Oh, you think, bringing up the arrest takes away the credibility
of
that? Yeah,
that's how I felt when I read it. I was like, what does that matter? She's...
they're going to use those things to counter, you know, the validity.
Yeah.
I hope none of it's... You know, accurate. I mean, that's what we could hope, but unfortunately, things are unfortunate. Any last thoughts on the episode, and what quickly predictions of what you guys see coming up in the Hamptons?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I'm just really looking forward to the Hamptons and what's going to happen there with Sonia and Tinsley and Dorinda.
I'm looking forward to
that's going
to
be a good one. Yeah.
And like the Bethany Carol situation.
Yes,
that's a curveball this season.
Yeah,
like what happened to that friendship? I need to know.
Attention. Bethany wasn't even at the marathon. I don't get
that's
it.
Right.
She wasn't at the premiere party too, so she's been on her own on a couple different things.
But it's just it's so strange not to, they haven't even been alone together. I mean, it's just been 2 episodes, but they haven't even been alone together.
And one thing that we've learned is Carol's intelligent and she's got a sharp tongue, so we don't know where this is going to go. And like I said, we don't need it to be Bethany versus somebody
for it to be a good show.
We just want
to know what happened. I love their friendship.
Yeah.
Exactly. Gosh, that's it already. That was super, super
fun.
We will do our little sign out with social media. So Eileen, tell everyone where they could find you. And did you have fun here with us?
I had a blast. Yay. Thank you guys for having me.
She's our New York City girl.
Yes.
Me and Eileen did a lot of work. I think we got the Raven exclusive for The View years back in New York. So Eileen comes to us as a New York City girl. So.
Yeah, so I'm just in town visiting, but I had such a great time with you guys. Thanks for having me. And you guys can find me on social media at Eileen Wrestlin.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark-Jones again. You can find me on Instagram at @C_S_Jones and on Twitter at @TheLBPlaybook.
Very good. I'm Randomly Ronnie Jr., so my social media is going to be @RandomlyRJ. Super fun show. Hope you enjoyed it. All right, later.
See you
bye.
Next week. Bye.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.